Sure, our engineer has everything he needs before we get started.
All right. I think we're having our last warm day for a while.
I know, I went out to get lunch without a jacket on, and it was lovely. Are you in Madison?
Pardon? Oh, yeah, I am in Madison. I actually just rode off Whitney Way right now.
Okay. And you're with the School of Medicine?
School of Medicine and Public Health.
Okay. So give me one more moment. I'm just chatting with him and making sure, we have everything ready. Okay. So thank you for doing this. Just start with your name and title.
My name is John Tempty. I am the Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the School of Medicine and Public Health.
And just tell me a little bit about what is going on with respiratory illnesses right now.
At this point in time, we're seeing increases in just about everything out there, and in more specific viruses. We're seeing increases in influenza and in SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 and in RSV. So we're seeing a lot of ill people, and our hospitals are getting quite full.
What does quite full mean?
Well, I've heard that some of the hospitals are having difficulty finding rooms for everybody. One of my colleagues in pediatric infectious disease indicated that there are a lot of children hospitalized with influenza at this time.
Yeah, and the DHS dashboard shows that it's worse for 0 to 4 year olds right now. Why is that?
Well, in general, with respiratory viruses, our youngest and our oldest patients have the most complications. For children from the time of birth until they're 4 years old, they tend to have immune systems that are not experienced with viruses. They tend to be smaller. So, for example, respiratory syncytial virus or RSV can cause a lot of secretion and produce difficulty breathing. And almost with any of the viruses, we see a lot more fever with the first or second time exposure as compared to those of us older who've seen many of these viruses many, many times.
And so the older population isn't seeing the rate as much as the 0 to 4 year olds.
Well, we might be seeing the viruses commonly, but the exposure is less. And to be perfectly honest, the age group that has the most exposure and the highest rates of infection tend to be our school-aged children. By very nature of being in the school situation, having a lot of contact with other people their age, being in congregate living set situations or congregate situations. However, when they bring them on home to younger brothers and sisters, that's where we tend to see more of the problems.
And a pediatric patient recently passed away. Is the severity of influenza particularly worse this season?
Well, if we go back just a few years into the pandemic, we saw virtually no deaths in the United States from influenza in children. Last year, we saw kind of a return to Unfortunately, what we call normal, which is around 200 deaths per year from influenza. This year, across the nation, we've had about 20 deaths so far in children or individuals under the age of 18. And so the fact that Wisconsin has had one death in a child is fairly average for influenza, but it's very tragic because most of these children don't have underlying medical problems, and most of them have not been vaccinated.
And I was going to ask, what are vaccine uptake rates looking like for children?
Well, in general, for children under the age of 4 years old, we do relatively well comparatively. But I have to step it back and say across Wisconsin, only 31% of people eligible for receiving vaccine have received vaccine so far. If we look at younger children, they tend to be up in the 40s to 50%, as do people over the age of 65. But we're really missing a lot of people out there that we could provide a lot of benefit to.
There was something in the email sent to me about new insights. Do you have anything in particular that's kind of new information about these viruses?
Nothing in particular, other than the fact that we're watching very, very closely for this avian influenza and the potential that it could jump into humans. As of today, we know of at least three cases across the country where we don't know where the individual contracted the virus from. Most of the other cases have been from dairy cattle or from poultry. But it's really worrisome. And I mention that simply because during the time that we have the regular influenza circulating, we have the potential for mixing within individuals and the production of different viruses that could attain the ability to spread human to human. And so that's one of the biggest new concerns we have out there.
Anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I think for anybody interested, there's really good information available through the CDC at cdc.vaccines. I want to make sure I have this correct. So if you go to vaccines.gov, that can provide you up-to-date information about where you can get your vaccines and also a lot of background information. Another site is cdc.gov/riskless. Do more. And that can provide you up-to-date information on what's happening in your community with respiratory viruses and a lot of other good information.
One last thing. Have we reached our peak, in terms of these rates increasing, or are we going to continue to see more increases?
I suspect we're going to see here in the southern Wisconsin, anyways, increases for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Typically, influenza will peak out in late January, early February. We're seeing COVID-19 coming on up at this point in time, and RSV typically peaks in February. So we're still going to be dealing with these viruses for a few more weeks here.
What about other parts of the state, like some parts of northern Wisconsin are at a very high categorization?
Well, in general, we see similar patterns across the state for the most part. Some regions might see a focus that is more intense for a while. But in general, when we talk about the viruses being in circulation for the next few weeks, this applies to our entire state.
All right, that's all I have for you. Anything else?
No, I think last word is if you haven't been vaccinated yet for influenza and COVID, go out and get vaccinated. It's not too late. And if you're eligible for the RSV vaccine, really think hard about getting that one as well. So, other than that, enjoy and keep healthy.
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Sophia, anything you need from me?
No, I think I'm good. Just, do you have any idea of when the story will air?
So we are going to put a portion of this interview in our program this evening.
Okay, sounds great.
All right,
Very
thank you
good.
so much for your time.
You're welcome. You
Thank
take care
you.
now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.